Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. We're open every day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. for our guests to enjoy the beauty of springtime in our 87 acres. To help maintain social distancing, we are limiting attendance and ask our visitors to go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to reserve your membership pass or purchase your day pass before arriving at the garden. We hope you'll find tranquility and optimism here during these uncertain and quickly changing times. Spring is bursting forth in the garden, and it's evident even in the parking lot. The aloe plants are in mad bloom, and near the entrance, the spotted aloe with the polka dot leaves and spires of multi-headed orange blooms beckon. As you sign yourselves in and walk through the atrium, you will notice the beautiful clivia in bloom in orange and yellow varieties for sale on the plant shelves. This is a plant that's well adapted to the garden, and you will notice stands of blooming clivia throughout the garden, especially in the banyan grove. To help with social distancing, the garden is set up to keep visitors moving in one general direction. So as you head into the garden, you will walk directly ahead and pass the sculpture by Betty Gold titled Solar One. On the left side is the volunteer garden. The pincushion flowers are in a riot of blue and pink blooms bordering the walkways, with blue-flowered borage and bluebells growing up in areas behind the pincushions. This area is an unstructured garden, but as you walk further along the path, you come to the volunteer vegetable beds in front of the living wall. The living wall is a perfect place for a photo. In these volunteer garden beds, you can see many examples of edible plants, including the towering artichoke plants, whose thistle heads are just beginning to form. The scent of curry is in the air from the curry plant in one bed, while there are strawberries, climbing peas, and red chard in another. One of the beds here is dedicated to composting in place and is partially covered with burlap sacks while the straw underneath the sacks decomposes. Fava beans grow on the other part of the compost bed, and they will be cut down and allowed to compost as well. Across the path from the living wall and volunteer garden beds is the lower meadow. Bordered by blooming alstroemeria, African daisies, and fuchsia bushes, it's a perfect place for running, jumping, and practicing your cartwheels on the lawn. Further along the path to the right is the beginning of the cactus and succulent areas. Many of these plants are natives of other continents around the world, but are well suited to our Mediterranean climate and are thriving here. Also thriving with the cactus are some wildflowers. The native California poppies and lupin are in full springtime glory. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.